Yes, sister.
Shalom, church. Shalom, church.
Shalom.
My question is this. Okay, I believe in Christian courtship, but what's the best duration for courtship?
No, you determine it yourself. As long enough that you can make a reasonable conclusion that I can live with this person for the rest of my life.
So even if it's for 2 years.
Why will he reach 2 years before? What happened? I say reasonable time.
Okay.
When I say reasonable time, if it goes past 1 year, 2 years, you are Christians, then it is either because you are not seeing each other frequently enough by way of your location. You are in Lagos, he is in America. You are in Lagos, he is at Imo. So, the only phone when they talk. But, so you need more time where you can see each other, visit each other, and then maybe it can extend. Or, there is a particular time you set for yourself. This courtship is going on, I'm still in school, I'm in my 100 level, I don't want marriage to destroy my education. So, I can use this period to study each other until I finish my school. So that can last for as long as you are still in school. But that you are all set, you're no more in school, nothing hindering you. I think anything beyond 1 year is not comfortable anymore.
Okay, sir. The second question is this. If you are in courtship with somebody, are you allowed to give another person chance? Maybe you have like 3 suitors or something. You understand? So it'd be like, I like this person. Let me give him a chance or let me check him. Because I know during courtship, you try to assess the person's character and other things. So can I give 2 or 3 persons the same chance at the same time?
They're going to kill you with jealousy. No, it shouldn't be. You can only have courtship 1 at a time. You can court 1 person at a time. If I ask you this question also, can the man also have other girls while he's courting you so that he can also see how those other girls are?
Can yes, he? Yes, sir, if yes, it is defined.
Yes, you are not normal. No girl, no normal girl will allow somebody they cut and they see him with. Go say, you are. See, even the Bible says, let your eye be single. Single. Don't have cross eye. Let your eye be straight. Courtship is 1 at a time. Now, remember, now when we say courtship, we are saying courtship about somebody you have now agreed. If they are coming, 10 of them are coming, you're still looking at them, you have not agreed with anyone. Anyone that you have not yet agreed won't make any claim, won't fight you. They get angry because, but you agreed. I proposed to you and you accepted. So why are other men coming? So don't accept any proposal until you are sure from the 10 of them that are coming, you have made a choice. Then you accept it and then tell the other ones, I have other 9 friends. Go and meet them. Leave me alone.
Okay, so my last question is this. It's based on the yesterday's teaching.
Yes.
You said it is good to shower your lady with a gift.
Sure.
That it's a good expression of love. But I know that there are many ways to express love.
Sure.
The way I express mine might not be the way another person expresses his or hers. Mm-hmm. You understand? So if by giving of gifts is not the way I express it, and maybe the lady I want to get married to loves gifts, and I use it as a way of luring her into accepting my proposal. So if at the long run now the lady will be like, okay, this is what I want from the man I would like to marry, and he is doing that. Now, the both of them get married, and the man now decides to stop pretending, because I call it pretense. You want to live your normal life, you don't want to pretend again, and then you stop giving the lady. gift. Don't you think there will be problems in the family?
Sister, I said something. You are correct. Love, apart from expression of love by giving of gifts. Can you tell me which other way love can be expressed?
By showing care. Maybe the lady is preparing meal in the kitchen or something like that, and I'd be like, let me help you to do one or two things. Is there a way?
No. Now, you don't mix this. Praise the Lord. Don't mix this. A man being romantic is different from a man showering you with gifts because of love. These two things must go together. The man must be romantic because a woman loves romantic affairs. But you want to show even God himself. What is the evidence that he loved us in our sinful estate? What did he do? He gave. Love is expressed in giving. Because it is only, it's the expression of the condition of the heart. You want to do something to prove to that lady that you care. You want to share. It's sharing. So for a man who is weary in giving to somebody, he says he loves. Because that period is also something you do to attract her attention. And you cannot attract attention by giving. What are you going to use to attract her attention? I'm also aware that you should be careful with some men. Anything they give you, they write down for diary. The day you say you don't do again, they will give you the list. Return all the recharge card I give you. That's not the kind of thing I want. And that is why in the Western culture, Oyibo, we are, you know, generally they are not like us. Oyibo cannot pretend. You know, pretense is not part of them. When an African man or woman is angry, except he speaks, you will not know. But Oyibo man or woman, when he's angry without talking, the color will change. Blood vessels will come out. Without talking, you will see the face change red. And so, but when you see Oyibo every time wants to express his heart to a woman, they cut flower. They are giving something. They are expressing their love with flower. Please don't, for this, don't cut flower for Africa. Now, Oyibo, they talk. Don't carry flower to any sister. You know, Oyibo land, if you offend your wife and you want to cool her down, you go and look for one beautiful flower, and then the Oyibo will come, honey, honey, and then when you want vet, don't look at her, you go see the flower. She go just cool down. Oh, Johnny. For Africa. You offend your wife, you carry flower. The fight will start from now. Oh, you have come to abuse me. Say, I be goat. I be goat. And the chop flower, I be goat, Abby. Ah, Emeka, God go punish you. Emeka. in this part of the world, woman na cloth. Cloth, shoe, you know they satisfy them. You must give her gifts. Give her gifts. Gift is an expression of love. In Africa here, apart from those of you who are used to watching film, then they act what you want to see for film. In Africa, we don't express love to our wife by telling her, honey, I love you so much, I love you. If you tell your wife for Africa, say, honey, I love you, I love you, I love you, go look you. If you love me, what do you give me? What do you buy for me? Yes, now love, your wife, the woman will tell you, say, now love, I go chop. You must give her. Here, we know they talk, I love you. Now our action, they prove, say, we love you. Proof. You believe, have you given gift to your fiance?
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
What?
I sent her money.
How much?
I sent her 20,000 every month.
It's trying now. Yes. Eh? Every month. But when they brought the long list to you, you can't say you don't do again.
It's too much. I don't know if I want to buy the girl. It's too much.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I have been married for the past 31 years. And up to now, I still buy my wife gifts, her birthday, gifts, regularly, gift. She's there here, confirm to her. Even yesterday, I give you gift. Ask her. Well, is it true? Is it true?
Sir, it's true. I want to say something. I want to answer my sister, sir. I have a write-up here. 10 ways to make your wife happy.
Thank you. Say it.
10 ways to make your wife
say happy.
Say it. And I know a lot of us, you know, every woman, you know, this will make them happy. Number one, give her money.
Hey! Hey!
Number two, always give her money.
That's number two.
Number three, continue to give her money.
Hey! Number four.
Keep giving her money.
Number four, keep giving her money.
Number five. Never get tired of giving her money. Number six. Give her money even before she asks.
Hey.
Number seven. Just continue to give her money. Number eight, just keep giving her money. Number nine, just never get tired of giving her money.
And finally.
And number 10, just give her money even before she asks. I know you are all laughing now. That's all. So, actually, you know, love money is giving. So, my sister, you, no man can express love to you without giving. Giving has its place, and romance has its own place. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Do I give? Please ask her. Do I give?
Ah, you are the best giver.
Thank you. Thank you.
I've never seen anybody that gives the way you give. You're the best giver.
And it's not one way. I don't know how to go to market to buy anything for myself. Anything I have, my wife buys it for me. So we are two of us, we are givers. As I give her, that's why they give me too. As I give her, that's why they give me. And that is the truth. Praise the Lord. So giving is an expression of love. Give and keep giving. Who again? You have finished your question? Okay, your last question.
Yes, sir. Sir, based on what mommy just said now, I know giving is now a way of showing love.
Sure.
But when you don't have money, what other ways could you
show love? Of course, if you don't have money, what do you mean you don't have money? Is there anything you can do now without money? The Bible says money answered all things. If you don't have money, go and look for money. Church, clap your hands now for our God. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible says, what God joined together, let no man put asunder.
Yes.
And the other one says, if your right hand will make you to go to hell, we prevent it from going to heaven. Cut it off. It is better for you to go to heaven with one hand than for you to go to hell with two. Now, my question is this. You as a Christian brother, you marry a Christian sister after courtship. And maybe you marry a choir mistress who sing and Holy Ghost for her. Or you marry even a prophetess. And everything was moving fine. In the process of time, the lady backslid and joined occultism. And now you discover that she is in court. You are praying, you are trying everything to make sure she changed, to bring her out of it. And the more you try, the more she also drag you to occultism. So in this aspect, which advice are you going to take? Is it to cut your right hand so that you go to heaven, or to remain and never, whatever God put asunder, put together, no man should put asunder?
How does your wife being in occult affect your Christian life?
Because she's your wife. The Bible says both of you become one. He's your wife. Both of you are one. You live in the same roof. Probably you eat the same meal. You do everything
you know,
together.
Do you know that according to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, if the Bible permits you to live with a woman you married before you came to Christ, who decides that she won't follow your religion but she will continue in her unbelief, but she still wants you to be her husband? The Bible says you should not put her away.
Definitely, I know.
Eh?
But this one says, this one, you married her, a Holy Ghost filled Christian.
No.
But
no, you
in
thought,
the process of time.
No, you thought she was Holy Ghost filled.
Supposedly.
Just say you married her in the church. Just say so. You met her in the church, you married her in the church.
Yes, from your own conviction, you are convinced
that she was a Christian.
Beyond all reasonable doubt.
Yes, that she was a Christian.
Yes. And in the process of time, because for a Christian, there is also backsliding.
You see, let me quickly add this. When I hear such complaint from Christians, I get very worried when I hear light running away from darkness. Light does not run away from darkness. If you are a true Christian, it is that woman that will run away from you, because the light you have will be tormenting her occultic powers. But if you are the one running away, then something is wrong with your Christian faith. So go back again and examine yourself if you be in the faith, and make your calling and election sure.
Thank you.
Thank you. The last sister now.
Shalom, church. Sir, when in a relationship,
there is nothing that can ever make me run away from any spiritual danger. There is nothing. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, put on the whole armor of God, that you'll be able to stand the wiles of the enemy. There is nothing in the armor of God that makes room for you to run. You have to face it. So when you see people running away from witch and wizard, it's because you are not sure of your standing in Christ. You are the one that have problem. If that woman is possessed, she will run from my house. She will pack. One day I will just call her, she don't go. When I do one try fast there, she they lie down there. But I say they don't go meeting. Holy Ghost, fire. Fire. Jesus, pour oil on her. Pour salt herself. Pour, in fact, physical fire on her. Everything. When you wake up, I say, oh, I just say you die. That's why. They pray for you. I do that 3 times for you, you go run. Because where they go to the meeting, they go torment you there. They will tell you, pack, come up from there, because if they carry one fire, they come for this our meeting. You don't know the power you have when you're in Christ. Christian go pack, come up from house. You say, that house now, culty power. I come this house with 4 cars. Now I am going with Ghana Moscow. You are the one that have problem. You are the one that have problem, oh. You know who you are. We forget this place by now. This church for see this injection by now. Where they not carry our name go? I have met somebody that said they took the name of this church to a strong babalawo, and the babalawo warned them, don't bring that name here again. Praise the Lord. So please, the only reason the Bible permits you to divorce is if you catch her in fornication. That's all. Yes.
Shalom, church. So when in a relationship, yes, the guy in question might have friends in the past, but among all, you being the last is the one he went to meet your parents and collected lists. And after the list, he deposits something as in, okay, I'm depositing this, I will come back to finish up.
According to the tradition.
Yeah. So, and after that, things cease for the man. Everything ceases. Does that mean that is not the will of God?
No, no. The will of God is not determined by his ability to pay your bride price. The will of God is not determined by his financial estate. So, if it is lack of money that is enabling, I mean, is delaying his coming to conclude the requirement, he should do all he can to go and get money. Every door closed, then he should make sure he does everything to get those doors open again so that he will marry. And that's why we pray. That's why, you know, it's good to be in a praying atmosphere, be in a praying church. Be in a praying church. It can only last long as God will permit it, because one day God will vex and release them from that bondage. Once you see that happening, the man should go for deliverance, should go for special prayers. God bless you. The last person, please.
Shalom, church.
Shalom. Okay, from Philippines. Brother Miracle, I know that the scripture tells us not to be equally yoked with the unbelievers. My question is, one, should a Christian go into a relationship by a reason of not similar in faith? What I mean here is the end-time message believer versus non-end-time message believer. We should choose our partner based on love. What if the partner is not a believer of the evening light gospel? Should one quench it based on the fact that the partner is not a believer? Or should one just pray for God to make the person receive the light of the hour? God bless you, sir, and happy birthday in advance. Thank you, Brother Miracle. Listen. Amen. Your question is very, very, what kind? Let me answer you the way you ask. Should I break it because she's not an enter-message believer? You don't know, say she not be enter-message believer before you started the thing. Now, when the relationship go on, you come and say she not be enter-message believer. That's why I say your question sound one kind. But I think generally what you want to ask is, should you marry somebody that is not of the same faith with you? It is always advisable for your spiritual well-being that you marry people of like faith. That is always what every minister will advise you. If not, you will not have unity of the spirit in that home. So, it's good you marry believers. And please, when I say marry like faith, somebody may be going to the same church with you and may not be a Christian. So the emphasis is not just about going to the same church with you. Marry a Christian. Marry a believer. Marry a Christian believer. God bless you. Yes.
Shalom, church.
Shalom.
Sir, I want to ask this on behalf of a friend. A cosmate.
Even if it's on your behalf, just ask it.
Okay, sir. A cosmate of mine, actually, she messaged me that her parents said they won't pay her fees again due to some financial issues. So, and currently they are bringing a man for her to marry, so that her life can go on, seeing that they are not able to sponsor her in her education again. And I want to know the advice to give to her.
That is a very, very wrong step. Listen. Listen and listen very well. The option is not to bring a man for her. The option will have been for her to go and look for a job, so that she can work and some money to complete her education. Not to bring a man. That is the counsel.
Yes, sir. Though she is working, but they are pressurizing her to marry the person.
Then there is no need for any pressure anymore. Because she's working, and if she's able to sponsor her education, what is the pressure again? So tell her to tell her parents that she will relieve them of the pressure of school fees. She will pay her school fees so that she can marry whom she loves rather than marrying because of condition. Don't marry because of condition. Thank you. Go and tell her that. Can we stand up, church? God bless you.